This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says that he did call off military strikes against Iran Thursday night, minutes before they were supposed to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
About a half hour before, the president says the military asked for final approval. He asked how many people might die and waved them off after being told 150, saying he didn't think the toll was proportionate. That raises questions about why the president would have learned about possible civilian deaths only at the last minute. Military officials would ordinarily share that well ahead of time. Democratic Congressman Hank Johnson worries about what he calls the president's impulsive decision-making.
Perhaps there is some logic that he understands in his madness, but is driving the American people crazy.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she got no heads up that strikes were imminent and is pleased they did not happen. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State Department's annual Religious Freedom Report exposes a chilling array of abuses. Pompeo said religious freedom is a fundamental human right and the United States is determined to uphold it.
Given our own great freedoms, it's a distinctly American responsibility to stand up for faith in every nation's public square.
And he called on Pakistan to do more to stop the abuse of blasphemy laws after the release of Aisha Bibi, a Catholic woman who faced a death sentence in Pakistan. The secretary also singled out Iran and China, pointing to Beijing's detention of more than 1 million Muslims, as well as persecution of Tibetan Buddhists, Christians, and other groups in the religious movement. The report also pointed to Saudi Arabia's widespread abuses of religious rights, including detaining more than 1,000 Shiites, mostly for nonviolent offenses. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido says that UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet will leave two delegates in Venezuela to monitor the country's human rights situation. Speaking after meeting with Bachelet in Caracas Friday, Guaido said that her team would investigate issues related to the country's lack of food and medicine. They will also look into allegations that President Nicolas Maduro's government has violated human rights while cracking down on the opposition. Bachelet also held talks with President Maduro late Friday before leaving Venezuela. President Trump has ordered immigration enforcement officials to conduct a mass roundup of migrants who have received deportation orders in an operation that is expected to begin Sunday. That's according to the Washington Post. The newspaper said the operation would target up to 2,000 families in large cities that are major immigration destinations, including Houston, Chicago, Miami, and Los Angeles. It said the information about the raid is based on three U.S. officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Mr. Trump tweeted Monday that the United States will start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the country next week, but the announcement appeared to catch the country's immigration officials by surprise. Administration officials said the deportation plans have been under consideration for months, but immigration officials said that the raids on migrant families were not imminent. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced Friday that he will be deploying 1,000 additional National Guard troops to the border amid what he called an escalating crisis. Abbott said Congress has left the border states to fend for themselves.
While we wait for Congress to act, Texas will do all we can to protect our communities and to secure the border.
And the announcement came as U.S. Democrats in the House of Representatives introduced a legislation to provide $4.5 billion in humanitarian assistance to address the surge of migrants at the U.S. southern border. Thousands of protesters blockaded Hong Kong's police headquarters Friday, demanding the resignation of city's pro-Beijing leader, Carrie Lam, and the release of demonstrators arrested during the territory's worst political crisis in decades. The protest was not noisy, but it was also peaceful, with the exception of some thrown eggs and demonstrators shining laser pens at the windows. In a statement, Hong Kong police on Saturday slammed the protesters for besieging their headquarters, calling the demonstration illegal and irrational. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.